This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The USDA has announced a new 49-acre pop-up container facility at the Port of Seattle to ease delays for agricultural exports headed foreign markets. Seattle is the second West Coast port this year after Oakland to add this accommodation for loaded, ready-to-ship ag containers. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse applauds the move.
It's very good news for Washington state producers. The USDA has really come up with a creative solution to try to mitigate the shortage of containers and to stop containers from returning to Pacific Rim ports empty. They should be full of Washington state products.
Newhouse says it's something we've really needed.
Having this pop-up site near the Seattle-Tacoma port, I think, will help streamline the process and allow our producers to get their products to market. So I applaud USDA for taking this action.
And the timing, Newhouse says, is everything.
It couldn't come at a better time. You know, we're looking at a growing season already with a lot of challenges. Being able to get our crops to market should not be one of them. So I'm happy that they're able to do this, replicate other ports around the country. And Seattle is a key port for the Pacific Northwest. So I'm glad they were able to do this.
The new pop-up facility should provide Washington farmers a way to avoid as many bottlenecks and backlogs when trying to get their ag products to market.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.